Warning, the following podcast is meant for comedy. We do not condone or support any criminal activity or crimes mentioned. Enjoy yourself.
True criminals!
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Eric.
And I'm Ross.
And this is True Criminals, a podcast where we talk to regular people about the crimes they have committed. So we have a guest coming up here in a bit, Shy Guy. She was fun.
She was fun.
Definitely
it was a lot of fun.
A lot more innocent than some of the other guests that have been on here. Yeah. But fun.
Yeah. She definitely her crimes were so precious.
You know,
well, I guess you could crimes in quotes.
When I think about this show, I think the crimes that you hear are, no matter what, no matter who you talk to, I think the crimes that you hear are always the, I don't want to say they're the tip of the iceberg, but I do feel like there's like always something below surface.
Yeah, except for maybe her.
maybe. But there's stuff I'll never say on this show. And
right.
Yeah, and I know there's guests I've had on here who, like, I know you've done darker shit. I'm not even going to ask you about one of these things I know you did, you know? So... Yeah.
She definitely, though, she was, I mean, obviously, like, a good presence. Like, she has, you know, she was funny.
Yeah.
She was a funny girl.
So, yeah, we'll bring her on here in a bit. We'll play that for you. Have you committed any crimes recently?
Crime news.
Crime
news. Crime
news.
Crime news.
Crime news.
Any crimes recently? Let's see. I stole something from Walmart, not because I am a thief, but because I am impatient and didn't want to stand in line for a long time.
Oh.
It's
obviously
so
something small.
It was nail clippers.
Yeah. Yeah. I've mentioned on here before, I stole something from Firehouse Subs one time because I was annoyed. I stole a bag of chips right there in front of them. I just like, they were taking too long to make my sandwich, so I grabbed a bag of chips and just didn't pay for it. But yeah. So I don't know how much crime that I'm involved in. This I am involved in it. So both of my kids are old enough to have their license, but they have not gotten them. And when I was a kid, you used to just go down to the DMV, take your test, and get your license. That was it.
Right.
Now, apparently, you have to, like, have your permit first. In order to have your permit, you have to be enrolled in driving school, which is, like, $200. And with COVID, you have to make an appointment to go down to the DMV, like, 3 months in advance. It's a whole fucking deal.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. So one of my kids is 18 now. He doesn't have to have a permit, but we enrolled him in driving school, and he just never completed it because he just didn't. The other one, 16, he has completed it and he's ready to get his permit. However, neither of them are ready to pass a driving test.
Right.
Nobody taught me how to drive. I just, you know, jumped in at the DMV, took off, passed the test.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. I was like, no, I don't trust these guys to jump in a car and pass a test. So I've been taking them out. And we've been practicing. They don't have a permit. They don't have a license. But we've been driving around, mostly in a parking lot. But I have taken them onto the city streets. And,
right.
And it has been very scary. We have all almost died. We have almost killed them.
Because you have to learn, right? Like, and so how do you learn without doing, I guess, the driving test or the driving school would be the way. But that still seems like not enough. I mean, I had to take driving school. I didn't have to, but it was like a course that we could take that you got like something off your insurance, I think.
Yeah.
And so my parents, since I was under their insurance, they made me go through it. And but I grew up out in the country where it's actually legal for you to drive at 14 years old as long as you're doing it for farm purposes. So you don't need a permit. You don't need any kind of licensing. You can just hop in a car and go, and if you get pulled over, say, I'm driving to pick up some grain for the horses. And I grew up on a ranch, so it was legal. I could do it. And my grandfather owned a ranch in the same town. So I got to drive all over the place. Of course, we, you know, could go over to friends' houses and stuff like that. But you have to get some kind of experience. I don't know how you'd get that other than, like you said, just taking them out and doing it and hoping no cop sees you.
No, and I take them out to, like, I take them, it was on the weekend, I took them to their, to, like, not, well, I did take them to one of their schools, but I take them to these big public schools that are empty because it's the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, and they got multi-level parking lots that, like, chain together and stuff, you know, so it's almost like they're navigating a road. They have stop signs in the parking lot, you know, so I'm like, it was just a nightmare, though. I'm going to have to replace tires just from teaching them how to drive.
Oh, it was that bad.
I mean, if I were a teenager, I would have been yelling out, curb check, like over and over again. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully they get it.
Hopefully.
I did just remember another crime. It's another shoplifting, but it's sort of like shoplifting by omission. So my wife and I, we shop together and we buy our own groceries, but we split up the groceries so it's not just one person buying them all, because it just makes more sense to just kind of go, you get this half, I get this half. But what we do is, you know, you get the shopping carts with the bottom cart.
Yeah.
So we get cat litter. So we put the cat litter on the bottom shelf, and we always get a ton of groceries. So you, like, the person that's checking us out can't see the bottom part of the cart.
Yeah.
So one person, you know, is doing it, and then I do she goes first. I do the bagging.
Yeah.
We have this down to a system. I do the bagging, and then as they're, you know, ringing her up, I'm putting things back into the cart.
Yeah.
So they still can't see what's underneath, and then I do my checkout, and we always try to, like, chit chat up with the cashier. We have never once been caught, and we have stolen so much cat litter from Walmart. It's not even funny.
Yeah, no, we got a bagging system ourselves, although I'm not that good at it. But you get in these rhythms, and you learn who needs to man the wallet and who needs to bag the groceries or whatever's going on.
Yep.
But yeah. No, I mean, I've definitely stolen stuff on the bottom of the bag, and that's why they have those codes where they're like, have you seen Bob? And yeah, they, for bottom of basket, and then they have, like, mirrors. If you look at the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you look at the register, usually I worked in a grocery store when I was, like, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Right.
And most times the register across from them will have a mirror on the bottom so they can see the bottom of your basket.
Oh.
But.
Huh. I was not aware of that. I know Target is super, like, you don't want to steal from Target. Like, that is one place that, like, apparently their loss prevention is like you have to do training, like intensive training to, like, spot people. And I've heard that they will, like, if you're a regular visitor to the store and you steal stuff, they won't bust you for it. But they'll mark down what you steal, and they will wait until you hit, like, I'm not sure what the felony level is. It's like 1500 or something. They will wait until you hit that felony level.
That's funny.
And then say, hey, you can either pay us back for everything you stolen. Here's the list of items that we know you took, or we can file a felony against you. And most of the time it's going to be cheaper to go ahead and pay that whatever 1500 than it is to incur a felony theft. Yeah.
So I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but it might be, because I heard that Walmart will never go after you for, like, bounce. People don't use checks anymore, but they would never go after you for bounced checks, but then they would just keep it in their system, something like that. And then, yeah, if you ever tried to use a check there, they'd, like, you know, if you ever tried to open layaway or do, you know, whatever, anything in their little internal systems, they'd be like, nope, we got your $200 check here.
Oh, wow.
So...
Was that It's Always Sunny that I heard?
Yeah.
Awesome.
When Rachel's here, I don't shut the door all the way because the cats will come in and out. But if I shut the door, they'll, like, start beating on the door to try and... I don't know, they're just assholes. Right. So, but then one of them propped open the door now, and so Rachel's watching It's Always Sunny.
Awesome. I watch that show too much. I could hear, like, two notes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what it was.
So, all right. I think that's good for crime news. Oh, I just want to mention also Robert Durst is dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Look, by the judges, judging by the way he looked, I'm surprised he wasn't dead already. Yeah. Just like,
well, at least he served a good 3 months worth of justice.
Hey, that dude. Wow.
I love his documentary, though. You watch that one? What was it?
Oh, the Jinx? Jinx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's fun.
It's funny. It's dark. It shouldn't be funny, but goddamn, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, man. Yeah. He dressed up like a woman. Then his defense is that he didn't kill the guy. He just cut him up. God, it's so ridiculous. But, yeah. Well, he's dead. Yeah.
May he rot in piss.
Yeah. But, all right. Coming at you now, Shy Guy.
Let me hit record on that.
Hello? Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Test hello, test hello. Okay, cool. You want me to go ahead and start recording now, or just...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Now it's working, yeah.
All right.
Okay, that was rude. I'm so sorry for that.
Well, ghost in the machine.
Probably. Yeah. My dead grandfather actually is haunting my apartment, so it would make sense.
All right. Well, I mean, as long as he let go of it, so.
Is he a nice ghost?
Oh, yeah. He lives under my bed. That's a whole story. We don't have to get into that right now.
I don't think nice ghosts hide under beds, but, you know, I could be mistaken.
He taught me how to eat whipped cream out of the can. He was my best friend. It's great. It's fine.
And you're sure it's your grandfather?
Yes. I'll tell you the quick story. So basically, my best friend was over and she can see spirits. And she's like, hey, you want to tell me about the ghost that's living under your bed? And I was like, no. And then I asked her about it later. She drew a picture. She had never seen a picture of him. And the picture is like exactly the same.
Hmm.
I'll email it to
you. You should come back on in October because, we do.
I know. My favorite time of year.
Yeah, I try to get a bunch of people to come on to tell any ghost stories or any creepy stuff they had, and surprised how few people had legit stuff to say.
Oh, I have so much. I feel bad. I'm like very anxious right now. I'm so sorry. I'm not a social person, but I appreciated that you reached out and asked me to come on, even though I'm probably the most straight edge person that you'll ever have on the show in the history of it. But.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Typically, we talk to people, and you'll find that you don't think about the crimes that you're committing. People commit crimes.
I know. I listened to, like, 6 episodes today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, my other podcast host subscribed, and then my boyfriend subscribed as well on Spotify. So,
oh, wow. Nice.
All 3 of us are really enjoying it.
Which ones? Which ones did you hear? Tell me the worst story you heard.
The worst story. Oh my god, I liked them all. My favorite, honestly, has been the tattoo ones so far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I have a friend that just tattoos herself, just awful, horrible tattoos all the time, and so it just everything you guys were saying made me think of her. So
yeah. I got a tattoo machine sitting about 20 feet from me. Haven't touched it in over a year.
I'll let you tattoo me because I've been thinking about getting one for a while.
All right. I'm thinking about getting a Foot Clan tattoo because we recently recently talked to our friend Brent, or no, we referenced him on one of the previous episodes, and he's into the Ninja Turtles. But we were thinking about the classic Ninja Turtle movie and how the Foot Clan seems so cool. And so I was like, man, they are pretty cool. I think about it. I wouldn't mind having a Foot Clan.
I never watched Ninja Turtles because I'm horrible. My pop culture references are from like 50s and sooner, or like 2000s to now.
Okay.
So. I skipped the whole 50s to 90s portion of life.
Okay, so we can
just ask your grandpa about like stuff. So you got like an automatic.
It was actually my dad that taught me everything that I know. So. Yeah, I don't unfortunately have any alive grandparents, so.
So we can talk to you about Casablanca, but we can't talk to you about the Goonies.
I know the Goonies, actually.
Okay. That's fine. It's fine. No, there's no, there's structure here, but there's no real structure. We're just talking. Okay. So it's just hanging out. You listen to this show, so you know what we do. We're just asking questions and talking to you. And if you got some stories, or we can find some stories, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. I just got my COVID booster like 3 hours ago. So if I start to get a little loopy and fall over, you guys will carry on without me.
Okay.
But we all got to do our part to keep the 5G network up and running. So
hell yeah.
You know. It's weird. I can see your sperm count lowering like as you talk. It's crazy.
Oh, I got. I thought you were talking to me.
You too. Yeah. It's weird. That's the weird part.
You're both almost non-existent. But yeah, other than that, you know, I don't know why people don't want to get their COVID shots, though, because we all have to do our part to keep the 5G network going.
I'm not. I don't want to, like, start shit. I'm not vaccinated because I'm allergic to the vaccine. I was advised by my doctors not to get it because I've either rejected or had an allergic reaction to every vaccine I've ever gotten. I am disabled and I have like a big allergy disorder. So
no, that's cool. That's part cool. of it.
I am pro mask and pro vaccine.
I just wish you would carry around some sort of 5G booster with you, and since you can't carry the chip in your body.
Like oh, yeah, that's true. I need to upgrade my iPhone. Verizon keeps texting me. Like, you need to upgrade that iPhone. They know.
Did you hear about...
They know.
A few years ago, they had... It was at Burning Man. They had... I don't know, maybe it wasn't Burning Man, but it was some hippie shit like that. They actually hired homeless people to wear, like, 5G vests and walk around.
Just, I saw that.
So they were just Wi-Fi towers, hired homeless people to be
Wi-Fi. Listen. Giving money to people who need it and giving 5G network to people who want it.
But isn't it really dystopian? I mean, isn't that like the most dystopian thing like I can think of? Like human cell towers?
I'm trying to make light of things.
It was hilarious. I mean, I acknowledge it's fucked up, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Things can be two things.
Mm-hmm. So, you've never been arrested. I can...
No. So, okay, I'm going to preface this, okay? I've lived a life, a 21-year-long life. But here's the thing. I've never gotten myself into trouble. But somehow, trouble finds its way to me. And I've had multiple encounters with police, but not from me being an idiot. It's from other people being stupid or, like, being... I have this whole story on my podcast, but I got like stalked. So that whole police encounter was horrible, but I've never actually been in trouble aside from I was speeding once. And then I cried my way out of it because I'm 4'11". And when you're 4'11" and you're 17 and
white,
men just get so uncomfortable. And, yeah, and he just kind of walked away and let me go.
How fast were you going?
Probably be honest. Only like 15, 15 over.
Fast. 15 over in a what, though? Like a school zone?
Yeah, it's a school zone.
No, I was going 15 over in a 35.
That's
on one of the main roads in the town.
And that is, you're almost, because you, when you say 15 over and I'm in a 70 mile an hour zone or 60 miles an hour zone, the percentages are a lot smaller.
Yeah, I was in a 35 mile an hour.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to the store to get pumpkins to carve before they closed because I just finished my English essay. And so that's when I broke down to the cop crying and I was like, I just wanted to carve a pumpkin. And he got super uncomfortable and he just left me alone.
Wow.
So.
Must be nice.
It won't last forever.
No. It's been real nice.
Listen, I look like I'm 12, so I think it will last a fairly long time.
Well, if you get into hard drugs, we don't know what your future holds.
Definitely not. That will not happen.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
We can be pretty persuasive on the show.
Listen, I don't need to be on any more medication, especially ones that have not been prescribed. That's it. That's all.
Have you been on medication that wasn't prescribed?
No. Okay.
Never once.
I smoked weed. I can count on both hands the amount of times that I've smoked weed.
So at least six.
I have 10 fingers.
Wait, you only have 3 fingers. Weird. Okay.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Like a ninja turtle.
Can I at least be a velociraptor?
Oh, velociraptors, I think, only have 2 fingers.
Yeah, but they're shorter. Are they shorter than the Ninja Turtles?
I don't know.
I feel like it makes sense because I bite. Okay. And that's something.
You can have it. I don't care. It's fictional anyways.
I thought of something.
Turtles can bite too, right?
Snapping turtles, I guess. Assault is crime, correct?
Oh, so you assaulted somebody.
I did.
Okay.
Assault once, attempted assault several times. So I was horrible in high school, as most people were. And there was this one kid who was even worse, and he was pissing me off because he kept, like, untying my shoes. And I was in music class, so we were sitting on the risers. We didn't have desks because I went to art school, so, you know, we couldn't afford anything. So we were sitting on these risers, and they're, like, basically stairs. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
So this wasn't high school, though. This was after high school.
No, this was in high school.
Okay, but
I went to, a performing arts high school.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And so I was in music class, and this kid came over, and he kept untying my shoes, and he was, like, kind of, he wasn't sitting down or kneeling, he was just crouching to do it, because I was on the top one, so my feet were kind of on the second stoop thing, so, anyway, so he's untying my shoes, and I kept telling him not to, because it's obnoxious, and I think I was, like, 16, and this kid was huge, like, very tall, couldn't have weighed less than like 225, and I got pissed, so I kicked him in the nuts, and then he fell to the ground, and then I kicked him in the stomach, and this was before the teacher even came in, but the entire class was there, but everyone hated him, so the teacher came in and was like, why is so-and-so on the floor? And no one had the balls to tell the teacher that I kicked him to the floor.
I mean obviously you're not allowed to assault people, but you know, we're not here to judge people. We're just here.
No, there are good crimes. That's a good crime.
I mean, the next time I tried to assault someone, I couldn't because I was working at Starbucks, and an old man came behind the counter and he touched me. And he like was grazing my shoulder and like working his hand down, and I went to sock him in the face, and my manager pretty much like picked me up and did one of those things. He like put me around on the other side. And he's like, go home. It's been a long day. Go home.
That whole thing seems, I mean, even the manager's reaction seems a little odd.
Yeah. Why didn't he kick the guy out?
He did, but he moved me. And then he was like, you can go home. It's been a long day. And then he kicked the guy out. And he was like one of my best friends, by the way. It wasn't like a creepy thing where he was like touching me and moving me. He was like one of my only friends at work.
Yeah. No,
I should have said that.
And this is not, I don't know where you were working. Probably strip club, but no.
This was Starbucks.
This
is a Starbucks.
Okay.
I was making a bagel at Starbucks.
No, I'm just messing around. In my head, I'm picturing it. You say manager, I'm picturing like, oh, a middle-aged man walks up. Oh, some creeper's touching you. Well, let me touch you and move you from one side to the other. But no.
No. I was 18 or 19, and my friend was also 18 or 19 because he was a shift manager, like a supervisor.
Yeah.
So the actual manager wasn't on shift, but yeah, he was like, you've had a long day, just go home. So I did, and then I went back the next day and, you know, did my job and whatever.
The guy never came back?
Oh, he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know his name?
I do.
What's his name?
I do. We've called the cops on him several times.
I mean, you can say
first
his
and
name.
Last. What's his name?
You probably don't know his last name, I assume. It's probably because you write the names on the cups, right?
Yeah. But also, he came every day, so he was just very open with all of us. And so, there were a lot of customers that I know way more than I should. Yeah. There are things that baristas know that you don't think that they know, but they definitely do.
Sperm count. No.
Yeah, just about.
Just throwing just back. About. Throw back to what we were talking about beginning.
Like 20 minutes ago. there was this one time I almost hopped the counter because some kid couldn't have been more than like 15 or 16, but I got pissed because he was throwing money at me like a stripper. Like, he had all these ones and he was making it rain at me. And I almost jumped the counter, and the same manager basically told him to F off and leave. And then he told me I could go home again.
Well, that sucks for you because you're losing hours each time. You get assaulted, then they cut your hours.
Here's the best part, though. Because and this is horrible. It's horrible to say, but I feel like you guys will laugh at it. I'm giving you permission to laugh at it. I'm young, or I look younger than I am, and I'm little, like tiny, short, and I'm fairly good looking. And so we got a lot of tips when I was working. So even when I left early, I would still have so many tips. I think I would make more in tips than I did on my actual paycheck. So it kind of balanced itself out.
You're saying you're okay with it. Are you saying
I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying they were okay with making me the customer service person until I couldn't handle it anymore, so we would get more tips.
Hmm. Let's put the cute, vulnerable small girl out in front so all the creepy weirdos can give her money. Is this what?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, man. Like, okay, so I go out with my brother, and like there would be like a hot waitress or something. And he'd be like, oh, I'm going to give her a big tip. I'm like, why on earth are you tipping her more? She's not even good. Nothing happens. I'm like, I tip ugly people more. Everybody's skipping out on you, man. I got to get I feel bad for you. You got it hard enough.
I also tip well with the very pretty waitresses. Also, I mean, I tip well for everyone, but I also try to get, you know, Snapchats and numbers and try to befriend them. Because I like having pretty friends to take pictures with, because I'm, you know, the way that I am.
It's good. Yeah. The way you are.
I'm really not a good person.
No, it like, sounds like you're horrible. Normal. Oh, I mean, oh, at least thought... for that age.
I mean, I have like.
But you actually friends. Ask for Snapchats? That would feel.
Yeah.
No, I do. I straight up do.
I know I look like I'm about 16, but I'm actually 40 or close to 40.
But I would feel,
I was going to guess like 30, but.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't fishing, but thank you. But I would feel so uncomfortable asking someone for their Snapchat. Well, because.
That's the thing. Okay. So that's what I was thinking. Like, I don't think it would be okay for a guy in any position, whether he was attractive, old, young. I mean, there's this thing I've heard lots of people say, like, you should never like try to ask anybody out when they're in a position where they can't get away. So meaning you should never ask anybody out at work. If they're working and they can't get away from you, you shouldn't be cornering them to ask them out, you know?
My thing, I've never asked anybody out like on a date while they're working. I don't think I've ever actually asked anybody out in general. What I do is I just want to be friends with people. And so I'm just very charming. Clearly, just not today. Today's not my day. Please do not base any of what is going on right now. But I'll go, oh my God, you're so pretty. And then they get all flustered and happy because women love to be told that they're pretty. And then I'll be like, do you want to be friends?
So do guys.
I find
you guys are so pretty.
I find if you nag them a little bit, though, you nag them and then they then they come back. Just try and get that compliment.
You'd be really pretty if you did this.
That's horrible.
Don't come here for like relationship advice.
Girl boss.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, you're so pretty. Do you want to be friends? And then 90% of the time they'll sit in the booth next to me and talk to me about their lives. And I know more about waitresses than I do about my friends sometimes. People trust me with a lot of information.
It is kind of easier to talk to strangers about like weird shit that's going on in your life. You can just like unload it. I hear that's why therapy is good. I've never been. I probably should go. But I've heard it's good to just like unload your problems on a stranger because you don't have to worry about them judging you or like knowing about you later. So I could see how people in like the service industry, like bartenders or strippers are sort of like surrogate therapists for people who just want to come in and unload a lot of problems onto people who can, like you said, can't get away, are captive audiences.
Yeah.
Well,
I work with a lot of customers, and I have to do a lot of like just interacting with them to explain the projects we're on. And like, I'm horrible at, I hate people. So I'm horrible talking to people. And so, but I find that everybody loves to hear about like your menial problems. Like, oh man, I got a flat tire yesterday and I had to limp it down to the shop and it cost me this much. Everybody wants to hear that. Yeah. Cause then they're going to tell you.
Cause it makes you seem more human.
But yeah,
that makes you more relatable.
They don't want to hear your opinions on Trump or anything.
I do. I'm always up for a political discussion, but
well, we
I like to cause problems. So
we believe that Biden is not the real president here. No, I'm just kidding.
Just like, I was like,
we were
up.
Talking about vaccines. Like, no, I mean, I'm perfectly fine. Like having different opinions about people. I was kidding about being a jackass and like causing problems, but I'm truly okay with people having other opinions, but whatever.
Not me. Everybody needs to think like I think, dress the way I want them to dress. No, I don't think someone should be.
Have you read Ayn Rand before?
I've read about Ayn Rand.
I've read Ayn Rand. I've read Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. And guess what? They're fucking shitty books.
They are the so worst bad.
Written books I've ever read.
My freshman English teacher was a communist. And he made us read Anthem. And then he ended up sleeping with a girl in my grade, and now they're married, and he got fired. But
interesting.
Well.
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Oh, one thing. We also give our guests, you've heard, that we give them video game handles. Do you have a handle you wrote?
I didn't know if these were taken, but whenever I play Mario Party, I'm either Boo or Shy Guy, so one of the two.
Either one. Neither have been taken.
Shit. I'm gonna have you pick.
Okay.
Well, I'm indecisive.
You're like a Shy Guy to me.
That's what I was thinking. Shy Guy. Okay.
I was hoping for that, but I didn't want to say it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Especially when we start talking about people hitting on you at the whole first half of this, and now we're going to call you Boo. I'm like, hey, this is going to sound weird.
Ew, yeah. No, it's not good.
No, you're right. I didn't think of it.
So, Boo, what's up? How you living?
No, Shy Guy. So, let's keep going.
Shy Guy.
I mean, I don't need, like, to be anonymous either.
No.
Everything I say is open book, so.
That's fine. Even our non-anonymous guests still take a handle. So, now, assaulting people in school, have you ever hit anybody with an object? You thrown a book? You ever broke someone's glasses? You ever?
No.
Okay. A girl in middle school broke my glasses one time.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I can tell you're not over it.
That, like, brought up a little bit of trauma for him. I've been the one who's been assaulted with objects. Like in middle school, I was the one who got textbooks thrown at me.
Did you wear glasses? Nerd.
I did not. Uh-huh. I did not wear glasses, but I was smart. I was the smartest in the grade. I'm not just saying that to be an ass. So it got. That's why I transferred to art
prove
school.
It.
Yeah.
Prove I was valedictorian. You want me to
What's
prove
four
it?
Plus four?
I'll get my 8.
Oh, that was way too slow.
Yeah, way too slow. Smart person would have got that. Like
you caught
that.
Me. You caught me off guard. Listen, I didn't go to college.
And you put your fingers up.
I quit all my jobs. I quit college. I quit everything. I don't do education anymore. It's not my thing.
Valedictorian, and you dropped out of college?
No, I got accepted. Got accepted into Franklin Pierce. With a full scholarship, and I guess I forgot to tell, it was either Franklin Pierce or Champlain. I know they both gave me, like, full scholarships. I sound so privileged, I'm sorry, I'm such a dick. But one of them, I guess they gave me a roommate, but I hadn't, like, told them that I was going. And so I just never showed up, and they got really mad at me.
Mm.
But I got a hat out
school?
Of it. Yeah.
Like- The principal? Do colleges have principals?
The dean.
The dean, that's what they're called.
So I had a full scholarship. Apparently I was supposed to, like, I don't know if the system was different, that if you have to tell them specifically that you're not taking it. But I never responded. And they, I guess, like, my...
It would be a case of like, if they're holding a spot for you or something like that. Like, yeah.
Because that spot could have gone to someone who wanted to go to school. So what you did was like deprive someone of a free education.
Yeah,
that's
I felt like a dick. I didn't
that's
know.
That's a fucking crime. Yeah, I mean, not a.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. You're not the first person to say that.
I don't know if you've gotten to the point where we play Who's the Real Criminal.
Who's the Real Criminal?
But I would call that a.
I like jumped around, so I really didn't.
Okay, occasionally, yeah, we'll cover something that's not technically a crime, but we'll play a little audio clip that says, "Who's the Real Criminal?" To me, harmonizing with myself. But
Cute.
So you'll hear it when you hear this episode come out.
Okay. So I'm the real criminal for stealing someone's education on accident? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? It's fine. I did go to cosmetology school. I got my degree in doing hair and makeup. I never used it. Huh?
Is that what it's called?
Cosmetology?
No, like, is it called the degree of hair, doing hair and makeup?
No, it's your cosmetology license, but it's a lot of people apparently don't know what that means. So I follow it up saying it's basically a degree to do hair and makeup. But yeah, I never used that.
So I'm going to tell you two real small, they're not real crimes. These are Who's the Real Criminal too. Okay. Last weekend, I ordered a senior discounted meal from Denny's for curbside pickup.
It's brilliant.
Because they don't know.
Who's the real criminal?
Was it a big discount?
It was $6 for a BLT. So
you want me to tell you if you're a criminal for that?
No, I know it's a who's the real criminal situation. But
no, stealing from corporations isn't a crime.
Stolen valor.
That's what I was going to say. Corporations are the crime. If it was a small business, it'd be different, but it's a fucking Denny's.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a crime.
I got one more. No. Okay. I have access to, you know Bombas socks. They advertise on most podcasts.
Sure.
Okay. Well, they're the sock corporation. For every pair you buy, they donate a pair to the homeless or less fortunate or whatever.
Yes.
Really nice socks. They're like $15 a pair. The ones they donate to the homeless population are black. You can't get them. You can't buy them from their website or anything like that. Well, I have an in.
Oh, great.
I got a bunch of black Bombas socks. And I'm not homeless.
That's a crime.
As a person, I feel like I didn't mention, like, my disability makes me not able to work, and that's why I don't work. I don't want you guys to think I'm just a lazy piece of shit, but as a person who can't afford socks, that's a fucking crime. Stealing my socks.
I didn't steal the socks. I just happen to have access to them.
I didn't rob this bank. I had access to it.
Hey, I was listening to the episode. Sorry.
Go ahead. No. You go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I forget who was talking about it, but I was listening to the episode about robbing a bank in the snow. And I literally said out loud, that's fucking genius. Because the cop cars will be slipping everywhere.
Yeah, that was me. That was early episodes. So,
yes.
Ross here, friend, longtime friend. He's been on several episodes. But depending on which episodes you listen to, we've rotated through some of the hosts. So the original co-host was Scott. So he's probably been primarily on there. But yeah, I'm in every episode. But
so this is like your podcast, basically.
I don't know.
Okay.
Scott's gonna get pissed.
I keep it running.
I'm sorry. I'm okay.
I keep the lights.
Never mind.
On. I pay the bills.
You can cut that out. I feel like it. Just cut that out. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. So,
I'm so sorry.
No. He's just tied up, and so he gets. Yeah, he can't do every episode anymore. So
that's okay. I get that. That's why I got Addie to host with me, because doing research every single week was a chore.
Yeah, I listened to some of your episodes too.
Adderall.
No, we call her Adderall. That's a joke. We call her Adderall. Wait, you listen to my... I'm sorry. I just...
No,
my
I don't.
ADHD,
I,
you said...
Yeah.
I've done a lot of drugs. So you say Addy, and I immediately go Adderall, because that's what people call Adderall.
Your brain. I understand. Yeah. I've never done it, so I did not get the connection for a second. I'm on Prozac.
That's close.
Does that count?
You can crush them up and snort them, get a pretty good buzz on Prozac. So I've heard. Oh, yeah. I've heard.
Can you?
I've never done it.
You can crush a Prozac and get high?
Yeah.
I've got all sorts of Prozac in my cabinet.
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
It's not mine.
I don't think I want to try it. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I might Google it because I'm sure there's like extended release, you know, different variations. So certain kinds you may not, they may have changed that also since the old days. Cause I know like Prozac and like Ritalin, you could crush up and snort.
Bet money. If you look it up, the first thing that's going to come up is like the drug prevention or the suicide prevention hotline.
Well, disclaimer,
I'm dead serious.
Don't ever follow any advice you ever hear on the show.
Ever. No,
absolutely not. I learned that like within the first 10 minutes of listening. I was like, oh, this is all just not serious. there's nothing for me to be anxious about right now.
Well, I mean, while we put a disclaimer at the front of the show, these are all true stories. If you heard the one where
true
I robbed a house.
True in air quotes.
If you heard the one where I robbed a house, I really robbed that house.
I did. Yes. When the, you thought it was up for auction, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes.
That shit happened. There's some guy's missing his piano to this day.
because I have friends that did shit like that. But for me, like, underage drinking and, like, smoking and doing hood shit was a social thing. And obviously, as you can tell, I'm not a social person. And so I never got enough social interaction to do anything really bad growing up. And so that's why, like, when you messaged me, I was like, literally the worst thing I've done was stolen a cat.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
And, yeah. But that was, it wasn't because I was being a dick to steal someone's cat. It's because I was trying to save an animal.
That's fine.
So,
you know, I watched a cop jaywalk yesterday. And I was like, I almost yelled at him.
What a
citizen's arrest.
Just because it's okay doesn't mean that there aren't laws against it. You know?
No.
Haven't you been paying attention over the past all of America that, you know, cops, the law doesn't apply to them in like 99% of the cases?
Yeah. Addie and I talk about that a lot.
They can do anything they want.
I should have swerved in
here. You listen to my episode, I mean, Piston Honda's episode. Yeah, cops fucked that guy over pretty good. And he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Listen, I've never, like I said, never been in trouble, but the amount that I've, like, needed cops for something, they fucked me over. So.
No. So let me ask you, you're 21, right? You said 21?
Yeah.
And
yep.
When was the first time you drank? Was it this year? Or within the past
year? First time I drank was 6 months before I turned 21. So I think it was, like, around August of 2020.
Okay.
So, my birthday's coming up, so that sounds about right, 6 months.
And you smoked weed before then? I mean,
yeah, so the first time I smoked weed, I was 18. My best friend and I were house watching for my aunt. And she had, like, her dab pen or whatever.
You can tell you went to an art school because you say aunt.
I'm sorry. It could also just be a Boston thing, but...
Oh, okay.
But yeah, my friend and I were by ourselves, and she's like, you should try it, like, because she constantly just calls me a little bitch because I don't do anything. I was like, fuck you, fine. So I took the tiniest rip of it, and she's like, you're such a pussy. And so I took, like, an 8-second rip of it, immediately went to the bathroom, profusely vomited, and then I was high for 36 hours.
Oh, wow. So did you like it?
No. And I hated it. And then following that, around the time I had my first drink, my other friend, who smokes a lot, had her dab pen. And I was in a really bad place. I had just moved out of my mom's house into my cousin's house. And then my cousin kicked me out. And then, because there was, like, no space in the house. And then I was living with my friend for a week and then trying to bounce back to live with my aunt. It was just, like, this whole mess. My mental health was not where it needed to be. So, to fill the void, I was like, I'm going to drink and also smoke weed whenever my friend comes over. And so, I did that. And I enjoyed it a lot, but I haven't smoked probably in a little over a year. Because I'm, like, finally, you know, happy and content. but I don't have, like, anything against people who smoke or anything. Like, it's not, like, a against drugs or drinking type of thing. It's just I've been surrounded by addiction my whole life. And specifically alcohol addiction is just not something I want for myself.
I think most people are okay with it across the country now. I don't think anybody actually cares. But that doesn't change the fact that, is it legal in Boston?
Yes. I'm not, like, in the state of Massachusetts. I'm in a different state, but just, like, as a relative location. So it is legal in Mass, but where I live, it's not.
Okay.
So not in Mass.
So you were breaking the law when you got high.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Okay. It's weird that I live in a podunk piece of shit state. It's Oklahoma. So I'll just say it's Oklahoma. And we have, like, across the board, well, we have legal medical, although all you have to do to get your medical card is just to call up and say, hey, I want a medical card, and then you have one. You don't literally need nothing to get a medical card whatsoever. And we have the loosest weed laws in the country. So anywhere you can smoke a cigarette, you can smoke pot. And it's great. I never thought it would happen in my state. And I could walk down the street and just smoke a joint, and no one can do anything to me. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in Massachusetts, you do need, I don't know if you need the medical thing, but I'm pretty sure if you're 21, you can just go to a dispensary and just get weed. I know you used to need a medical card, but I'm not sure about that anymore. I've never bought my own weed. Like, I've always mooched off my friends if I wanted it, so.
Here's a little pro tip for all the listeners out there. If you're thinking about doing pot, don't do a vape pen or a dab pen. Don't do concentrate. Really, don't even do edibles. If you really want to smoke pot for the first time, get some very low THC, high CBD flower, some 1-to-1 or 3-to-1 even, and take one hit and then just sit back for 20 minutes. I've been involved in so many situations. I'm kind of a pro. I've been smoking pot for way too long. And so anytime anybody has like a bad trip, man, I get called and I get to go over and, like, try to talk them down from, you know, and 9 times out of 10, it's a concentrate pen. And I do not understand why people keep using concentrate pens for your first time. Also, don't smoke while you're drinking. That is bad. It will get spinny and you'll throw up.
Crossfaded.
It's not good. Don't do it. Just do one or the other until you get it really experienced and you're a burnout like me, and then you can do both of them and it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm glad for that PSA, Ross, because
yes.
I have been – we've had several guests on. I don't smoke myself. I've dabbled throughout my life and don't really like it. So I'm always trying to figure out how it works just by asking questions, because – when I watch a movie, they talk like everybody knows, and I don't know, and I feel like they're lying.
Even experienced, there's a fella you and I know, Eric, been on your podcast before. I think he was Yoshi.
Oh.
Very, very mild-mannered person who has never really done much of anything, decided one night without me, which kind of pissed me off. If you're listening, dude. I've told him this already to his face, so it doesn't matter. But he, for his first time, took like a gigantic rip off of a concentrate pen and did basically what you're saying that you did, Shy Guy, which was run to the bathroom. And then his wife gets a text from him that just says, help. So she goes running in there and he's on the floor, like, freaking out, saying he can't breathe and all this stuff, and he's like fading in and out of consciousness and off of one hit. And so then she calls me because I'm the expert, and I go running over there, and he's on the bed, like, sweating, like shaking, and like was, like, basically non-responsive. And everybody there was like, do we need to call like 911? Do we need to get an ambulance over here? No. So I get right into his face, really close, and I go, you're a fucking pussy. And he starts laughing, and, like, it snapped him, not completely snapped out, it snapped him out enough to where he was, like, you know, able to get up and move around. So another thing out there, if you're freaking out thinking you're going to have a heart attack, You're not. You're going to be fine. All you need to do is just lay down, take some deep breaths. But like I said, if it's your first time, do not do the concentrate. Those are for people who are more experienced and who have a tolerance built up to it. If it's your first time, just get with somebody who really knows their shit and let them guide you, like lube you up and just guide you in really nice and smooth and easy. And you'll have a much better time.
Yeah, we were young. Like, I was 18 and she was 17, but she hadn't been smoking that long. Like, the first time I did. So, the only thing, like, I threw up and then I was fine. I didn't, like, pass out or anything. The only time I smoked real weed from a blunt, that was when I passed out. I got really sick. I, like, was wicked dizzy. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't hold food down. So, it was, because everyone was like, that's fucking weird. That's weird that real weed made you sick and the concentrate didn't. So,
yeah, everybody's different. Although a blunt, also you're getting some nicotine. So if you're not a nicotine smoker, really? Yeah, because a blunt is made with tobacco wrap. So the you put it in is a tobacco leaf. So when you take a hit out of a blunt, not only are you getting weed, but you're getting tobacco, which is a vasodilator. Okay. Which weed is a vasodilator as well. So when you do that, that's why people get really lightheaded. That's why their heart rate jumps up.
That makes sense.
Your blood pressure increases. To compensate for the higher heart rate. So that is another thing. You probably should not take your first hit off of a blunt, especially if you're not used to tobacco, because you're getting a little bit of both. Now, if you're experienced, blunts are fucking great.
Well, a lot of people will refer to a blunt as just a big ass joint. You know, yeah. We'll put four rolling papers together. I've seen people do that.
That's a junt.
Okay. A junt. I like that. Okay. I never do that.
Okay, Shy Guy. Back when you were a mean high schooler, did you ever toilet paper a house?
No.
You ever egg a house? Did you ever prank anybody?
No, we didn't even, they shut down senior pranks before we could even do them our year. Because the people before us went too far. So, like, that was the only time I was ever planning on doing it.
Do they threaten
you? Like,
if you do a senior prank, you're gonna get suspended or some bullshit?
No, but, well, yes, kind of. But then everyone else in my class didn't want to do it, and I was like, why? The only prank that I've ever pulled was when I was like 8 on April Fool's Day, and I gave my dad an Oreo with toothpaste in it. I thought it was the funniest shit.
Did he notice?
This is why I did not have friends, because everyone was like, hanging out with you is boring. You're fucking lame.
Let me tell you the prank I've always wanted to do but never will and have never done is when you take the clear gelatin and you pour it into someone's toilet, because then it turns the toilet water into Jell-O. And so the next time...
That's cool.
Yeah, but
I've never heard of that.
Where would you do it? I mean, I can't do it at my house whether my wife thinks it's funny or not. Then I'm gonna have to clean out Jell-O from my own toilet. So
you need to go to like a super like a Walmart or something.
Yeah, and then
true.
I could go to a Walmart
or like at work,
and then I'd feel really bad. You know, I would do it at like a previous place of employment.
Some dude has to clean it up.
I should go back to Starbucks.
Go back if they were assholes.
I should go back to Starbucks and do it, because I used to have to clean the toilets. The most that I've done was kick that kid to the ground.
Let me ask you this: when you worked at Starbucks, did you ever hook anybody up?
What do you mean?
Like your friend came in and you're like, don't worry about it. Here, this venti latte.
Oh, yes, 1,000%, 1,000%. Like, I mean, sometimes every now and then, if I got hungry and I already cashed out, like we were allowed one food order for every shift, but sometimes if I had already used it, I would just take food. But, you know, basic necessities weren't really covered there, so I needed to eat, because I was in school for like 8 hours a day, and then I would go work for another 6 hours, and
if you needed it,
I just got hungry.
It's not illegal. No, it's still illegal if you needed it.
So. Get that quiche.
Otherwise, homeless...
They're not going to miss the one bagel, so...
It's not about whether or not they missed it. It's about whether or not it was the law.
What is the worst crime that you like, okay, cast yourself into the future, right? What is the worst crime that you could see yourself actually doing?
Tax fraud.
Robbing a bank.
That was quick. Okay, that was really quick. That was quicker than the eight.
I'm poor. Tax fraud.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people end up in a lot of trouble for tax fraud. That's actually a pretty big crime. That's a
pretty big crime. Listen, my ex got me in this huge car accident, and he committed really, really bad insurance fraud. And I was almost part of it. And then I broke up with him, so I wouldn't have to deal with it. But it was bad.
When you say insurance fraud, was he, like, playing up injuries, or?
Kind of. I got hurt in the accident. He, like, got pissed at me for that because I went to the hospital after the insurance, like, time limit for his auto insurance or whatever. So there was, like, a 3-day time limit on if you got hurt in an accident, we need to know by this date.
Yeah.
Or else it doesn't count on the insurance. So he got pissed about that. Well, then he basically, like, broke his truck in other places on things that he just did. Like, he didn't like his headlights, so he broke his headlights. He didn't like some other parts on his engine and shit, so he broke those just to get them fixed. I was like, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, I think he had the money. I mean, ripping off insurance companies is like, I mean, it's the thing that everyone should do. If you can,
that's true.
Rip them off. They are ripping everybody off every day and every chance they can.
That's true.
People are dying. He's just the
worst, so I like shitting at him.
Because insurance companies suck so bad.
I know.
When I was younger, about 16, 17, a friend of mine, we were all driving around back roads late at night because I live out in the country and there's nothing else to do. And he ran off the road and ran through a fence and just – he had a really nice truck and ran through a fence and it just, you know, just didn't destroy it. Of course, it scratched the paint, cracked the windshield, all that kind of stuff. So you know, obviously he was pissed off. And so he concocted this idea to report it stolen. And then we drove it out into a field out into the middle of nowhere and drove it as fast as we could into a tree. And then we took a Molotov cocktail because we'd never seen one in action. And we threw it at it and we lit it on fire and the thing burned up. And then we ran, you know. And this is before days of cell phones. So thankfully there was no way to like really track it or film it or anything like that, because we probably would have filmed it. He 100% got away with it, like reported it stolen, like did the whole like police report, and got money for his car, and they found it and were like, yeah, it looks like somebody went joyriding in it and burned it to a crisp, and he 100% got away with it. Guess I was an accomplice.
That's badass,
I got away with it too, but
that's badass.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't that cool. It really wasn't that cool.
Listen, it's cooler than anything I've done.
Well, you stole a cat.
I did. I stole a cat. I
kicked a guy in the nards.
I did.
I've never kicked.
He was an asshole.
I kicked my brother in the nards. But other than that, I never kicked a person in the nards.
Everybody kicks their brother in the nards. It's a rite of passage.
If I had a brother, I probably would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cat.
So you would commit tax fraud. Like, would you go for, like, broke on it, or would you do, like, incremental little things here and there
things.
You don't get caught? Okay, so you would go about it the smart way. You wouldn't try to go lump sum and then run to Mexico or anything.
Yeah, no, but just as I literally have $10 in my bank account. Like, that is...
Well, what you do is you put your what is that, Cash App ID on your window in... Bingo Dauber, and you say, hey, buy me a drink, just turned 21, and then there you
smart.
Go.
And wear like a, look, I'm not trying to be a pervert here, but wear like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, okay, like I've heard it before.
Look, if I was a woman, I would exploit the Starbucks? Shit out of that. I would exploit, no, I would never, I don't like strip clubs,
I'm married. I know, I'm just giving you shit, I promise, it's okay.
But if I was a young woman, I would 100% exploit the fuck out of horny men. Horny men are the dumbest creatures on the planet.
I definitely have.
Okay. You should continue that. You should have more than $10 in your pocket because you could get it.
I just feel bad because I'm in a relationship. I will talk to him. I'm sure he'd be totally on board like to exploit men all over again.
Take him out on a nice date. He'll be fine with it. If he's cool.
I'm sure he would. He is. He's great. He'd love it.
Okay.
He'd actually be a great guest on this, much better than me. But yeah, he like would praise me when I would tell him about all the times I've scammed shitty men into giving me money. I've literally just sent men pictures of feet from Google and I've gotten money from it. it's so easy.
Feet and guys I are weird. Say, feet guys. No offense to feet guys, but they're like, they're bold with their, I have fetishes, but I keep that shit in wraps. Like, I don't let people know about mine. Feet guys are just like, hey, you want to send me feet pics? Like, the boldness, but yeah, they're like desperate for that and they will pay it's money. Nasty.
My favorite fetish, not that it's my fetish, it's my favorite one that I like to hear about people being into, is when people are into like when girls sit on balloons.
Wait, do you watch Bob's Burgers?
Yes. Yes, I watch
Bob's Okay, Burgers. So you've seen that episode with Al and Gloria?
Yep.
And the, yes, okay. I have to reference Bob's Burgers in every single one of my podcast episodes. That's me and Addie's thing. It's like our... I've seen every episode of that show at least 100 times because I'm insane.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I got Bob's Burgers stuff for Christmas. That's our current 2022 calendar. So
oh, sweet. Yes. Huge fan. Makes me... Sweet.
I got the... I got a recipe book. I've made the bed it all on black garlic burger.
Really? Is it good?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I got the Bob's Burgers Trivial Pursuit. Oh, Christmas I got that too. From my parents.
We got that too.
And I was so pissed because I kept winning. Like, he wouldn't even be able to take a turn because I just kept getting everything right. I've gotten all 600 cards or questions right.
Yeah, yeah. We've already burned through the whole thing. I'm like, damn it. When are they going to release an expansion pack?
Yeah, it's a novelty. I was thinking of making my own. I'm going to make my own.
All right. So, a couple quick run-throughs. Let's see. Yes. Marijuana is the only drug you've ever done.
Yeah.
Okay. And you stole a cat. Let's hear how you stole the cat.
Okay. So, basically, one day, I was home alone, and I live in an apartment complex in the city, and it's, like, a nice part of the city, but it's not, you wouldn't consider it a safe place if it were in a smaller town, if that makes any sense. So, my downstairs neighbors, the sweetest little old man, he came up, knocked on my door, I guess a heavy package for my boyfriend got delivered, and he couldn't carry it up the stairs, and the UPS guy left it at the bottom of the stairs. So, he came upstairs to tell me that, like, a package got delivered, whatever. Thunder and lightning out, and in the pouring rain, a cat just runs into my apartment, and I didn't want to pick him up or anything, so I was like, I don't know if he's going to bite me. So the cat just goes in my closet and just lays in my closet. I was like, all right. So I went to my friend's house, I got a cat carrier, I took him to the shelter. His microchip hadn't been updated in like 3 years, and he didn't. Like, the owners on the microchip, the phone number wasn't correct anymore, the email wasn't correct anymore, they couldn't get a hold of them. Legally, they're supposed to hold the cat until the owners call back. Oh my god, stop. Where was I?
In the closet. It was in your closet.
Oh my god, I was in the closet until I was 16. So the cat comes... I'm sorry. So I come home with the cat carrier, the cat's lying on the couch. I put some catnip in the carrier, I took him to the vet. There was no, like, the microchip was out of date, whatever. Legally, they're supposed to keep him because, like, he's a stray at this point, but he had been registered to that shelter. There's some weird law about it, like, until he hasn't been claimed for a week that no one else can own him aside from the shelter. So, but they were like, you seem to really care about this animal. He seems to already have taken to you, so we're just gonna let you keep him. And if we don't hear back from the owners in a week, then you can go through the adoption process and we'll take care of his ear infection and make sure he doesn't have any mites or anything, or you can just keep him and change his chip. So, like, 3 days go by, and we still have this fucking cat. And then, all of a sudden, one morning at, like, 10 a.m., there's this pounding on my door, and I'm home alone again. And I was like, well, I'm not answering the door. And the pounding came back, like, 5 minutes later. And then the pounding on my door kept going for, like, 2 hours. So I was like, okay. And I was scared shitless because I was home alone. And so I texted my friend that lives up the street. I was like, hey, can you come over and see who the fuck is knocking on my door? Because I don't want to call the cops if it's just like something stupid. Or if it is the cops, like at least someone that's not me can confront them. So he comes over and there's a note on my door. I guess they gave up. And it said, you stole our cat. I was like, what? And so he takes down the note. And then apparently they had been waiting like outside my apartment to take the cat back. And they were like, oh, he's an outdoor cat. And I'm like, you left him outside in the thunder and lightning. And so every thunderstorm, every snowstorm, this cat's still outside. And we just let him in now. Hmm. And we feed him and whatnot. But
I read a story online about a cat that, an outdoor cat that basically started a second home on its own. So it was it was living in one, like at one of the neighbor's house, like sometimes. Mm-hmm. And eventually the two people realized that it was just choosing which house it wanted to spend time in. So they started passing notes back and forth using the cat. And then they became friends, and there was a good time had by all.
Aww. So what's your cat's name?
Mine?
Well, your pseudo cat. The cat, did you name the cat that was coming in and out? That you stole?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I got confused. No, his name was Otto at the shelter, and that's what they kept his name upstairs, so.
Hey, Bart, dude. All right. I was thinking Otto Octavius.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I'm insane, and I was thinking of Otto Frank, but.
Who?
Oh. Did you say who?
Yeah. Who? Otto Frank?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's,
Anne Frank's dad. Yeah. The only Frank family member who didn't get murdered in the Holocaust.
Okay.
I'm a bummer.
Lisa Frank's uncle? No, I don't know.
We'll go with that. Let's go with that.
But,
you know what, Eric? Did you know that Otto Frank was the... Not Lisa Frank, Anne Frank's dad?
Of course I did. Everybody knows that.
Oh, shit.
Well, it was on Jeopardy 2 weeks ago. So...
about that.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, trespassing. Have you ever wandered anywhere you shouldn't? Let me tell you real quick. I'm going to run over a quick thing. You can think on that one.
Okay.
So when I think about the fact that everybody's committed crimes, and I think about the fact that, you know, he, like that cop, just, of course, he went across the street. He's a cop. He's just, fuck it, and walk across the street. And everybody does. Nobody walks to the goddamn intersection. So, yeah. No, you don't.
I use the crosswalk.
Well, I mean, I
she
use
probably
a,
does.
Listen, I use a crosswalk if there's a crosswalk nearby. But if I'm, not near a crosswalk and I got to walk a, you know, half a block.
I wait till I find one.
Yeah, no. Anyways.
This is why no one likes me.
But, I mean, most people come out here and they're like, yeah, they don't realize they've committed crimes because you don't think that illegal U-turn matters when no one was around or just because you did it, you know, like that. Yeah. There's this thing that happens here in Dallas all the time. When I came here, I realized that the worst drivers on earth. But since then, I've adopted their ways. So I'm not like saying I'm a really bad driver now, but there are things I do now that I would never have done before I moved here. And people all the time, like if the highway's backed up, they'll exit the highway right there, regardless of whether it's an exit. They'll drive over the grass and cut to the side. And I do it too. I'm like, fuck this.
This is Dallas, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I fucking hate driving in Dallas.
I was going to say, Boston's horrible. If you've ever driven in Boston, but that's not... I mean, we don't even have grass on our exits, so I guess that's, like, not helpful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are so many between, like, your service road and your highway, there's so many paths worn through, like, there's so many...
Well, and also, people don't drive cars in Dallas. They either drive gigantic pickup trucks or gigantic SUVs. Like,
yeah.
So, the off-roading thing is not a problem for those people.
And their truck nuts are creating sparks and grass fires, and it's just insane. But, no, now I do it too. So... I have truck nuts and everything. No, I don't have truck nuts.
You got a Let's Go Brandon sticker on the back of your car?
You'd be surprised how many I see up here.
You see
even up there, really?
Oh, yeah. People, like, my friend that works at a different Starbucks than I work at, but she has to, like, remove those stickers. People put them on the ceiling somehow. She'll have to get up on the ladder and take them off the ceiling at Starbucks, like, at least 3 times a week.
It's the dumbest thing.
Let's go Brandon stickers.
So dumb. I'm glad somebody's exploiting them and taking their money, I guess, for making these stupid fucking stickers.
Not even a joke. I'm, like, legitimately considering opening up, like a right-wing tchotchke store where it's just, like, the most, like, Hillary for prison, you know,
prison.
Like, all those things. And because you could just make a killing off of it. You're going to be contributing to that whole thing. But they're going to buy it from somewhere, so might as well go to me where I can then go buy Lego Star Wars, for example, and put it to a good cause.
Yeah.
Like giving it to Disney.
Disney, yeah.
Or maybe give Eric some money for socks.
I have plenty of socks now.
Yeah, because you stole them. That's the one funny thing I've said today. I got you guys to laugh. I've done my job.
So, you have a podcast of your own.
I do.
And it's called?
It is called Your Worst Nightmare. It's a true crime and paranormal podcast.
And you talk about?
I host it with my best friend. So we talk about murder and ghosts, and we laugh about it. It's true crime and paranormal and comedy. It's hard to talk about that kind of stuff and not kind of lighten the mood a little bit. So we try to make fun where we can, where it's not offensive or like disrespectful. If you want to hear me be less awkward, you can look that up.
Lightning round. Who's the hottest school shooter?
I am not answering that. That's not.
Okay, that's fine. Not, who's the hottest murderer?
That's also not.
Richard Ramirez. Okay.
No, because my stalker looks like Richard Ramirez, and it's traumatizing.
Richard Ramirez. Richard Ramirez is the ugliest serial killer.
He has black, dead eyes.
That's
Ted
my
Bundy
thing.
Was ugly, too.
My favorite serial killer is Albert Fish.
I recognize the name.
I don't like his crimes.
Of course not. Well, definitely not.
But he used
not.
To punish himself by sticking needles into his scrotum. When they arrested him, they found like 37 needles. They did an x-ray, and there were 37 like sewing needles in his testicles and scrotum.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Toy Box Killer? I just read a thing about this dude.
He's fucked.
Yeah, that one's rough.
That was just crazy.
That one's rough. Yeah, I don't like that one.
No. There's like a video, like an audio recording of the things that he would play for the women that were like kidnapped, like that were in, like, and it was like just describing in detail like the things he's going to do to them. And his wife was like part of it. His wife was like joining in with the fun.
No, he's one of my least favorite. He's not technically a serial killer either because it's not been proven, suspected.
If you want a really messed up one, Addie and I just covered Catherine Knight. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Lady serial killer.
Oh, she's not a serial killer. She murdered her husband, but it's literally like the most gruesome crime ever committed. I think it's episode 25, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah, check it
or
out.
24.
I mean, I will say this. I listened to your 27 Club episode, and when you cover... did Courtney kill Kurt? You need to bring me on. I am like a Nirvana expert.
I'm so glad. Okay, I was hoping you would say that like you wanted to be on the podcast because I was going to invite you, but I didn't want it to be one of those things where you like didn't like and like I was awkward because I'm not like that normally. I'm better when I'm with Addie, clearly, if you've listened to it. So I will definitely let you know because it's probably going to be a 2-part case.
Okay. Well, I've read a book.
Ooh.
Not just any book.
Have to get it.
I've read a whole Nirvana book that was like 500 pages.
Do you know like about all the evidence in the case?
I know the evidence from the case. I know the history of Nirvana. I know Kurt Cobain's life story. I mean, I know
she didn't kill him.
I'll definitely message
you. She didn't
you.
Kill him.
Yeah.
She didn't kill him.
I don't think she killed him either.
I will get into it. Don't make me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let's,
I've known enough heroin addicts in my life to know that it doesn't take that. You don't need to. You don't need to do all that to kill yourself when you're.
Depressed. Ooh, to make it fun, let's do heroin when we record.
Let's not say that. My science brain is turning right now, and I need to shut it off because of the evidence whole thing. I'm just now I'm into it.
My thing is less evidence, more of like I idolized Kurt growing up and read and absorbed everything about Kurt Cobain that I possibly could. He wrote in his diary when he was like 14 that that he wanted to become a famous rock star and then kill himself. He had a song called "I Hate Myself When I'm Gonna Die." It's more not evidence based; it's more based on like I don't think it's like a huge a stretch to think that. And don't get me wrong, I fucking hate Courtney Love. She was she was not the one that pulled the trigger. She probably almost definitely contributed to his death. I won't go into that, but
she's got something for her. I don't hate Courtney Love. She's a really good actress.
I will say one thing, just so I don't have to get into it. Have you guys listened to Morbid Podcast?
No.
So they have a two-part series on Kurt Cobain and his death, and they have all the science behind, like, basically everything, the angle that he was shot at and stuff like that. So just to get a different perspective, that's a really good series that you should listen to. Is their two-part
I'll check it out.
It was really interesting,
although I don't believe in science.
I was convinced that he killed himself until I listened to it. So
when you do the episode, I'll be glad to talk to you. I'll listen to you before. Do you have anything else you want to plug before we jump off here?
Just our Instagram and Twitter. So our Instagram is Your Worst Nightmare TCP. If you want to reach out to Addy and I, send us a case suggestion or two, or just say hi. And then our Twitter is Nightmare TCP because they couldn't fit Your Worst in there. So that's it.
All right. Well, it was fun talking to you. Yeah. I mean,
thank you for having me.
It doesn't have to be about everybody's committed all the crimes. We just talk to people about whatever the hell. So
thank you.
All right.
I want to plug my podcast real quick because I got it wrong the last time. I got the name of my own podcast wrong the last time I was on here. It's actually called The New Dis Colony, which I know it sounds weird, but we're exploring the genre of nu metal and why it got popular and then why it sucked. And so that should be out. The first couple episodes are coming out this month. So it should be out soon. So listen to that.
And I want to plug my podcast, True Criminals. If you haven't heard it, check it out. We try to put out episodes weekly. We talk to regular people about the crimes they've committed.
I'll send all of my listeners your way this week.
No, I appreciate you coming on. It was fun. And yeah, I'll let you know before this comes out. It'll actually be a week from Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back. All right.
Hey.
So, yeah. So that was Audrey from the Your Worst Nightmare podcast.
Your Worst Nightmare.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good name.
Now, I listened to some of their episodes. And, yeah, I did listen to their... Okay, so I don't know what kind of podcast you listen to, but every now and again you listen to a podcast, and you and I we're not young anymore. So, I mean, some people, I guess it depends on who you talk to, but we're not young anymore. We're not as young as Audrey was. And you'll hear somebody talk, and they'll start saying stuff, and I'm like, man, it's so weird that, like, you don't know who Nirvana is or something. You know?
Oh, man.
It's crazy. I listened to their 27, they had an episode about the 27 Club and all the people who died at age 27.
Right.
And, yeah, no, I mean, it's just unusual growing up with the musical knowledge that I grew up with, and then hearing, the next generation down talk about, and not even just Nirvana.
Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana?
And it's not even just, like Nirvana. Like, if you're talking about Janis Joplin, well, you know, Janis Joplin's Janis Joplin, but then if you're talking a generation below us, or a couple generations below us, I don't know how it works, that, to them, that's like
I know.
Yeah, somebody.
The distance between, yeah, like her and Kurt Cobain would have been like us and, like you said, like Janis Joplin, who seemed like so old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're talking about Jimi Hendrix, and I mean, maybe they've seen a poster, but they've never seen him play the guitar with his teeth. Not that I've seen it live, but I've seen it. So, but yeah.
Yeah, it's always weird to talk to younger people and kind of gauge their. My wife, she's 7 years younger than I am. She had some brothers who were my age, so we at least she gets a lot of my references, but occasionally there'll be like a movie or something. Like I think last year we were talking about the Terminator. She's like, "Oh, I've never seen Terminator." I'm like, "What? How have you never seen Terminator?" And so we went on like a big tear of like the 80s action movies, like Alien and Terminator and Predator and all that. She didn't love a lot of them, but
well, you know, you say that, but you're like, Rachel hasn't. She probably. I don't know if she'd seen the Terminator, but probably not.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, she's not seen Predator, or if she has, she's spaced out and doesn't remember a thing about him and didn't like him. So. Yeah. And I definitely couldn't. Like, we couldn't talk about Commando or something. You know, you go in. Let's talk about Kickboxer.
I love Commando. That is one of my favorite movies. Unironically, one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, and
so good.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I used to like when I was like five. I had this like. Puffer sleeveless jacket. I used to run around in. Yeah, thinking I was so badass.
That's awesome.
But, all right, you got anything else you need to plug or anything? Any updates? Anything like that?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, yeah, check out Audrey and her podcast, Your Worst Nightmare. And you can always reach out to us via email at truecriminalsjailpod@gmail.com or on social medias at true.criminals.podcast. So, yeah, if you don't have anything else, I'm Eric.
And I'm Ross.
And this was True Criminals.
Assault is crime, correct? And then he told me I could go home again.
Well, that sucks for you because you're losing hours each time. You get assaulted, then they cut your hours.
So, boo, what's up? Oh, how you living?
No.
You're such a pussy. And so I took like an 8-second rip of it, immediately went to the bathroom, profusely vomited, and then I was high for 36 hours.
Oh, wow. So did you like it?
No.
My favorite fetish, not that it's my fetish, it's my favorite one that I like to hear about people being into, is when people are into like when girls sit on balloons.